This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the disaster-affected Dharali-Harsil area of Uttarkashi district. Central and state government agencies are engaged in providing relief to the affected, as well as searching for the missing people and restoring basic amenities. So far, 629 people have been rescued. State DGP Deepam Seth conducted a field inspection of the disaster-affected area and said that the priority is to find the missing people as soon as possible.
हरसिल में जहां से सर्च एंड रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन सारे कोऑर्डिनेट हो रहे हैं, जिसका स्थलीय निरीक्षण किया गया था, मौके पे जो स्थिति है, बचाव कार्य चल रहा है और जो एनडीआरएफ की, एसडीआरएफ की, आर्मी की जो टीम्स लगी हुई हैं, उनसे भी इंटरेक्शन किया गया और वहां किस प्रकार अगले फेज में उन्हें अपनी कार्रवाई निरंतर जारी रखनी है, ये एक बहुत ही चुनौतीपूर्ण ऑपरेशन है.
District Magistrate Prashant Arya said an amount of 5,000 rupees has been provided to each affected family as immediate relief. He said that after preparing a detailed report of the loss, necessary relief will also be released soon. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Arunachal Pradesh today, while heavy rainfall is expected at places in entire North India, Bihar, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Telangana, Madhya Pradesh and northeastern region during the next 2 to 3 days. Several parts of the national capital region experienced heavy rainfall this morning. Parts of Delhi and NCR are expected to witness heavy to moderate rainfall during the day as well. Railways has decided to implement a round-trip package scheme, under which a 20% discount will be given to passengers on return journeys. The Ministry of Railways in a statement said that under the scheme, rebates will be applicable when tickets are booked for both onward and return journeys for the same set of passengers. The ministry added that no refund of fare will be permissible for the tickets booked under the scheme. Bookings under the scheme will start from the 14th of this month for the advance reservation period date of 13th of October. Further, advance reservation period of 60 days will not be applicable while booking return journey tickets. The annual defence production has soared to an all-time high figure of 1,51,000 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25. The milestone represents a robust 18% growth over the previous fiscal's output of 1,27,000 crore rupees. Lauding the milestone, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh hailed it as a clear indicator of strengthening defence industrial base. In a social media post, the minister also commended the Defence Ministry's Department of Defence Production and other stakeholders. In Jammu and Kashmir, two army jawans who were critically injured in the ongoing anti-terror operation in Akhal forest area of Kulgam district have succumbed to injuries as the operation entered its 9th day today. The gunfight had begun on the 1st of this month. An army spokesperson from Srinagar-based Chinar Corps on its social media handle identified the slain soldiers as Lance Nayak Preetpal Singh and Sipoy Harmandar Singh while paying befitting tributes to the brave hearts who offered the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. The Election Commission has declared the EPIC number on the voter identity card shown by Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav during a press conference on 2nd of August as a fake document. The Electoral Registration Officer, ERO, of the Digha Assembly constituency has issued a letter stating that the EPIC card had been thoroughly investigated. The officer said that the Election Commission has not issued any voter identity card with this EPIC number and that it is fake. On the auspicious occasion of Raksha Bandhan, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings and best wishes to all the citizens. The President said, "The Holi festival promotes harmony and spirit of unity in the society and signifies the unique bond of love and trust between brothers and sisters." And Prime Minister Modi today remembered and expressed gratitude to all the brave people who took part in the Quit India movement under the inspiring leadership of Mahatma Gandhi. The Prime Minister said the courage of those people lit a spark of patriotism in the quest for freedom. And that is the end of this news bulletin.